Blog Talk Radio.
Junk. This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. This battle is not yours, no. If you don't understand anything, know that you've been set up by God to be blessed. Understand that it's got to work this way. Understand that God knows, God knows, God knows what you need before you really need it. He knows how to move you. He knows how to take you around the enemy. He knows how to hide you in the comfort of his arms. You'll have peace that passes understanding. You'll have joy like a river ever flowing. This battle is not yours, no. Tell the devil.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, but you better get excited about this Straight to the Point 2021. Yeah. Welcome, welcome. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number tonight to be part of the program with Dr. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen, the number 347-843-4559 is that call-in number. If you would, tweet that out. You've been tweeting out LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all day. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. You can do at least 10 tweets right now, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got to do. Get that number out there, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have another powerful, powerful song coming up. And then right after that, the next song, ladies and gentlemen, we'll hear the voice of Dr. Henderson. So can't wait for her to come on. We thank you so much. Again, we thank God for this opportunity to be with you today. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you shortly right after this song. God bless you now.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like and what do you say when you're orphaned, sent away, and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your all and seems like you can't make it? Well, you just stand, but when there's nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and you're giving your own, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. And now we're going to give you the woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open up the mic for Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
After you've done all you can, the song says, after you've done all you can, you just stand. My God, I want to welcome each and every one of you all to this awesome, awesome, awesome broadcast, Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in with us on tonight, I want to thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, let me tell you what Straight to the Point is and what we're all about. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We adhere to and we stand on the word of God. According to John 3:16, that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. So we want to thank you on tonight for tuning in. We want to give credit to Donnie McClurkin on the song Stand After You've Done All You Can. I want to come to encourage you on tonight to stand, to keep on pushing. I know that this year has started out kind of bumpy for some of you all and for our nation and for our country. But I believe this is the year that God is going to come through with his promises as it relates to healing and deliverance. Those prayers that you have been praying for your family members, I believe that God is the year that God is going to deliver and set free those family members that have been dealing with addictions and those family members that have been dealing with sickness and disease. I believe that this is the year that anybody that's dealing with sickness and disease, I believe that this is the season, this is the year 2021 that God is going to completely and totally heal you of any infirmity that you are experiencing, whether that is the infirmity of cancer, whether that is the infirmity of diabetes, whether that is the infirmity of HIV/AIDS, whether that's the infirmity of heart disease, whatever infirmity that you are dealing with on tonight, I believe in my spirit, I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Spirit that this is the year that God is going to totally and completely heal you of that disease according to his word, that he said he sent his word to heal you of all of your sicknesses and your diseases. So I just want to come tonight, and I'm kind of like just starting off, jetting off, but I am going to come back and thank the other gospel artists as well of all the songs that we play. But, you know, I just wanted to get that out of the way to let somebody know that if you've been wondering what is going on, you know, what is all this, you know, all this chaos that's going on, the enemy is trying to fight healing and deliverance and restoration, and the enemy is trying to fight unification. He's trying to fight reconciliation. But how many of you know that God is more powerful than any demonic spirit? The word of God said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we rest on and we stand on the promises of God. And so, again, like I said, I want to give credit to Donnie McClurkin on after you've done all you can, just stand. You know, after you prayed, after you fasted, after you cried, after you petitioned, after you partitioned, you know, after you went to God in prayer and prayed and prayed and prayed, you just stand and wait. For the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. Just ask Yolanda Adams. We give credit to Yolanda Adams on the battle belongs to the Lord. The battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. So we give credit to Yolanda Adams for that song. We know that also not just ask Yolanda Adams, but also ask Moses and the children of Israel. Amen. And so we want to give credit to Yolanda Adams on that song. We also want to give credit to Joanne Rosario on I Hear You Say, that he will fight all of our battles. So I just come to encourage somebody on tonight that the Lord will fight our battles. We just have to stand still and see his salvation. Like Donnie McClurkin said, after we've done what we're supposed to do, now let's just sit back and watch God do that thing. Do that thing. Do it. Amen. Watch him work. Let God work now. Amen. And so that's what we're going to do. So, again, I give credit to Joanne Rosario on I Hear You Say, Yolanda Adams on God Will Fight the Battle. And then on we want to give credit to Donnie McClurkin on Stand. After you've done all you can, you just stand. You know, I love that song. Every time I hear that song, I think about when my aunt was battling cancer and how, you know, I took care of her. And she, you know, all the way until she died, and, you know, in my arms, but, you know, I took care of her, I moved her, and, you know, took care of her, bathed her, washed her, you know, did everything for her, everything that I could, you know, prayed for her and fasted and everything. So every time I hear that song, you know, I think about, you know, the time that, you know that I did all that I could do. Amen. And so some of you are in that position on tonight, and you're feeling like, you know, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm doing what God tells me to do. I'm being obedient. I'm doing all that He's telling me to do. And so you feel a little discouraged, but I want you to know that God is on your side, that He has not forsaken you, that you just keep on praying, just keep on standing on His word. And you already know what I'm about to say, that God is not like man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent. If God said He's going to do it, He's going to do it. So I still stand on that word. You know, God is a promise-keeping God. He cannot lie. He shall not lie, and He will not lie. So I just come to encourage the body of Christ on tonight. This is the time that we have to rise up. You know, I'm calling on the Abigails on tonight to rise up in prayer and pray like never before for our country. I'm not going into any political party on tonight. This is a spiritual battle. This is not a natural battle. This is a spiritual battle that we're going through in our country. It's against good and evil. And you have to be spiritually minded to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they matter to God to the pulling out of strongholds. This is a spiritual battle against good and evil, and you got to be able to discern the times that we're in, my friends. And so we're definitely in the times of spiritual warfare. Amen. So we cannot point fingers. Please don't come on this line talking about the Democrats, talking about the Republicans. You know, I don't want to hear about the no Democrats, no Republicans, because at the end of the day, it's about good and it's about evil. It's about demonic spirits. It's about, you know, it's about the kingdom suffering violence, but the violence taking it by force. Amen. It's about, you know, Ephesians 6:12. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, you know, but we wrestle against spiritual wickednesses and principalities and powers in high places. And so, again, this is a spiritual battle that we in. And those of us that are spiritual, we know that it has nothing to do with any political party, but it has all to do with spiritual. We're in spiritual warfare, and it's between good and evil. The enemy want the world to turn to fleshly desires and fleshly things. And so he put people in position that would be able to make certain laws that would go against the word of God. But we that are Christians, we that are spiritual, we got to be able to fight in the spiritual realm, amen, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling out of strongholds. This is a spiritual battle. You can't fight a spiritual battle using physical weapons. You got to use your spiritual weapons, my friends. And tonight I want to talk a little bit about spiritual warfare. Your spiritual weapons. What are your spiritual weapons? And I'm going to keep talking about it because we are in a season of spiritual warfare. Our spiritual weapons, number one, when we're on the offense, no Christian should ever be on the defense. We should be on the offense because we got the power that's inside of us. We have the authority, we have the dominion, and we have the power inside of us. We have the authority, dominion, and the power. We got the authority, dominion, and power to walk on any snake, anything that's creepy and crawly, and crush the neck of that snake. Crush the head of the snake. Crush the head of the snake with the heel of our feet. Amen. Glory to God. We got the authority and the power to break the back of the devil, to break the neck of a devil. Amen. To break the neck of a demonic word. All we have to do is use our weapons. And what are our weapons? Number one is the word of God. Amen. We have the word of God that is, that will cut you. It's sharper than any two-edged sword that will cut the crap out of a demonic spirit. Amen. And then we have what is called the name of Jesus. The Bible says the demons, they tremble at his name. Amen. So are you invoking the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. And then not only that, we have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost power. You know, the power of God that will allow us to be able to walk in all of our gifts, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then we have what is called the blood of Jesus. You got to learn how to know how and when to use and plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. And then we have warn angels. You know, a lot of times we don't invoke our warn angels. Whenever we are not in this battle alone, Jelana Adams said, this battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And so we have to be able to know and recognize that we, each of us, have what are called warn angels. So we got to call on our warn angels to go and fight on our behalf. And then each of us have been assigned a guardian angel. So we have to learn how to petition God to allow our guardian angel to go before us and do what it was put on this earth to do on our behalf. You know, perfect example. I know that my guardian angel protected me today. I was coming from a certain place downtown, and I was coming down, 21st Street, about to hit Constitution Avenue, and I had on some classical music, because I like classical music, and I listen to classical music sometimes, and so the police was coming down from the left. So Constitution Avenue didn't even see him, and he didn't even see me. And he was coming, I mean, he was going about 150 miles an hour, and I went out on Constitution, and he just missed hitting me. And then another car that was on the other side just missed hitting me from the other side. I would have been crushed. But that was the power of God that kept both cars from hitting me. Amen. So that is what my guardian angel did for me. My guardian angel stopped both the police car and the other car from hitting me. And so we have been assigned a guardian angel. Amen. Who kept the death angel away. And so we cannot take little things like that for granted. We got to recognize and understand that we have a power that is working on our behalf. Amen. As well as, although we always talking about demonic spirits coming up against us and demonic spirits doing this, we got to understand the power that rests inside of us. We got to understand that we have the power of God. We got to understand that we got weapons of mass destruction, and our weapons of mass destruction is simply the word of God. Amen. The power in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, our warring angels. Amen. We got to understand we also have guardian angels. Amen. And we can plead the blood. Amen. And so once we recognize and understand who we are in God, we will begin to walk in that authority. We begin to possess what it is that God says that we can have. We begin to see the manifested blessings. As I talked about a couple of weeks ago, how in this season that God was about to manifest blessings. You know, we talked about restorative promises, and then we talked about manifested blessings. And so I still say that God is going to manifest some blessings. But then God dropped in my spirit when I had started off, when I first came on the line, he dropped in my spirit that this is the season. This year, 2021, is going to be the year of people are going to be coming back to the Lord in droves. They're going to be running back saying, what must I do to be saved? We're going to see some crazy stuff going on. What we're seeing in the beginning of this year, it's going to happen throughout the year. We're going to keep seeing some, what I mean by what we're seeing in the beginning of this year, fights with our government and our politics, it's going to be crazy. But let me tell you this. That those of you who have been called by his name, amen, those of you who have been chosen by him, those of you who have been called by his name, hallelujah, God said he's going to protect you according to Psalm 91. So Psalm 91 is a psalm that you need to learn and study and know for yourself. Amen. I put on Facebook not too long ago, I said that You need to start preparing your family for the second coming of Jesus Christ. You need to not just start preparing your family, but it's time for you to get closer to Jesus. It's time for you to build a relationship, a deeper relationship, an even closer relationship with Jesus. And so in doing that, God dropped in my spirit, he dropped in my spirit. He said, this will be the year, because of all that I'm allowing to happen, that every promise that I made to every weeping grandmother, every weeping grandfather, every weeping mother, every weeping dad that has been praying for their grown children to be saved, their grown children who are dealing with addictions, that are dealing with, that have even some who have grown in the church, but they left the church and haven't come back. God said this would be the year that you're going to see family members that you have been praying for years come back and give their lives to the Lord. This is going to be the season that you have been praying. You've been praying for certain family members to get off of drugs, to get off of alcoholism, certain addictions and things of that nature. God said this is going to be the year that I'm going to snatch that demonic addiction demon from them, and they're going to serve me. That's what the Lord said. He said that is one of the promises that I have made, and that's one of the promises that he said he's coming to deliver for somebody. Somebody that's listening, and somebody that's going to replay this program on tonight, this is your word. God said this is the year that he's going to restore relationships. This is the year that he's going to heal. He's going to heal people who have been dealing with what people have stated that was incurable diseases like AIDS and HIV. God said and liver issues and liver problems and liver diseases. God said that he was coming to heal, according to Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24. He said that this is the season, this is the year that he's going to totally heal, like he did with the woman with the issue of blood. Some of you have been dealing with sickness for a long time. I mean, you've done everything. You spent money after money after money on doctors and doctors and doctors, and you're still not healed. And God said this is the year that he's coming to heal your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Before December 31st, 2021, God said he's going to heal your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before December 31st, 2021, amen. God said he's going to save that wave of child. He's going to save that wave of son. He's going to save that wave of daughter. Before the end of the year, December 31st, 2021, God said that he's going to heal your body. He's going to snatch the demon of addiction out of that son, out of that daughter, out of that parent, out of that cousin, that niece, that nephew, whoever you've been praying for. God said this is the year that they're going to run to the altar and say, what must I do to be saved? This is the year God said he's calling his remnant. He's gathering his people because Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to do some cartwheels and flips. Your labor has not been in vain. Your prayers have been heard. Amen. They have not gone unnoticed. Amen. God said, I have heard your prayers, and I heard you the first time. This is the season. And when I say season, a season can be 12 months. Amen. God's seasons is not like our seasons. Amen. God's season is not like a three-month period. God's seasons can happen in a year span, or, you know, God's time is not on our time. Amen. God is not on the chronos time. Amen. He's on his time. And so we have to, get into his presence. We have to seek his face. We have to continue to pray. And we got to do what Donnie McClurkin say: after you done all you can, you just stand. You know, let me just say this one thing, and I'm about to end. I remember going back to my Aunt Jean. Everybody was at the funeral, and they was crying and crying and crying. And somebody came to me and said, you okay? I said, I'm fine. And they said, you fine? I said, yep, I'm fine, because I have no regrets. Hallelujah. Somebody hit me on tonight. When you know you've done all you can, hallelujah. When you know you prayed and you know you sold and you know you gave and you know you believe and you trusted God and you stood on his word, hallelujah. Somebody hit me on tonight. You can put your head back and you can put your hand up and say, I will bless the Lord at all times and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I looked her in her eye and I said, I have no regrets. Hallelujah. Somebody hit me on tonight. Look yourself in the mirror. Hallelujah. Pat yourself on the back. Hallelujah. And tell the devil, I had no regrets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know you did all you could. You did everything you could. Amen. You sold and you prayed and you read your Bible. Hallelujah. You believed the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody hit me on tonight. You sold and you gave and you paid your tithes. You paid your offerings. It ain't on you. It's on God now. Somebody look the devil and look your problems in the eye and say, I have no regrets. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the line.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much for that. Praise God. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores Henderson. Hey, Dr. Henderson, we're going to go right down the line, and we're going to start off with Sister Mays, 1795. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to mention only your last four digits when we do bring you on. But I know some of these numbers. Sister Mays, you are up and running. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless
you.
I was just winding.
How are
you? I'm doing wonderful. Listen, I was just getting ready to wind up to B3.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed that word of the Lord tonight. After you've
Amen.
Done all. After
you've
done,
all
you've
you
completed,
yes.
every other thing, now you just stand still and see the
yes.
salvation of the
salvation
Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
Amen.
Right.
You know, it's something when you do everything that you can in your power and in
that's
your strength.
Right.
And God
that's
said,
right.
when you run out, that's where
that's
I start
right.
at. And so
that's
we
right.
run out and get to the end of everything. He said, now
yes.
watch me. Now watch
yes.
me. You know, and this is so parallel to what is going on in the world today. You know, do all
yes.
you can do. He's just telling the,
right.
love the devil and all of the evil stuff, do all you can do, because pretty soon it's
right.
going to be my show. And y'all can
that's
stand
right.
still and watch me and see the salvation
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You know, so many stories and different things came to my mind as you were bringing the word of the Lord, even the woman with the issue of blood. She done all
yes.
she can do. Spent
she
all
did all
money,
she could
went to every doctor she can go to. She did everything she could. She
yes.
got down to the point where God said, now watch me. Now
right.
watch me. That was a
right.
very encouraging word, you know, especially to those that are in situations that's been dealing with things for a very long time, and it seems like you
yes.
stubbornly do not want to move. Listen, I
yes.
want to encourage someone on tonight and let them know God has a set time, honey, for what he is
that's
that he's
right.
going to do. It's set
that's
already.
Right.
It's been set before the foundations of
nations
this world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can take it to the bank. When God say he's going to do something and be somewhere,
yes.
he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. So
that's
we
right.
got to the point now, but we can just sit back and chill now. Get your remote control, get your popcorn, your grape soda, whatever you like, because you can get ready to watch now and see what
that's
it is
right.
that God is getting ready to do. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
God is getting ready to show up, and not only
yes.
is he going to show up, he's getting ready to show out.
Show out. Yes. Yes.
And I just want me a front row seat. The front row seat to root on. My king said, go, Jesus, go. Show him who the
yes.
king really is.
Yes.
Amen. So I thank God for that word
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Amen. You know, that could just go across the board on many levels. That thing can reach
yes.
from national all the way down to your living room. Amen. So I bless
Amen.
God for the word tonight. I thank God for you, Dr. Henderson, Dr. Bond,
Amen.
Each and everyone that is listening. Amen. I
yes.
praise God for you. Thank you so very much. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. I thank God for you and your faithfulness. I thank you for bringing forth that powerful word on last week. It was awesome. Thank you so much for, you know, every time I
thank
ask you to come forth, you always do. It was a powerful word. And thank you so very much. And you are so right.
Thank
when
you.
You say, when you get to the end of yourself, I thought about Dr. Archer. Dr. Archer used to always say, when you get to the end of yourself, that's when God going to show up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you're so right. He used to always say that. When you get to the end of yourself, meaning that when you get finished doing what you're doing and get out of the way, then God going to show up. Amen. God bless
God
you so
show
much.
Up.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, God will get all the praise and all the glory. Please understand that. We love it. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Dr. Henderson, our next caller, ladies and gentlemen, we're opening up the lines, and we're going to mention only your last four digits for your privacy there. But 2719, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
God bless you. Good afternoon. This is Apostle Smallwood.
God,
you know I've been sending texts trying to say, are y'all coming on? I will wait. I said, Lord, I need a word. I need a word. I said, look, let me find somebody. Because I thought you were my, I said, I need a word. And I even texted Dr. Bourne. I did. Look, where is everybody?
Did you?
I need a word.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm telling you. If you don't seek out somebody with a word from God, then what are you looking for?
That's right.
I don't have nothing else to seek. I need to hear from
That's
God.
Right.
I don't need to
yes.
hear your drama. I don't want to hear your gossip.
Right.
I don't
right.
want to hear the
right.
telephone. I don't want to hear none of that.
Right.
I just want to hear what God is saying in this hour.
Yeah.
What are we supposed
Amen.
To be doing? We already know some of what we've been doing. But God
right.
is saying and doing a new thing. And he's doing
yeah.
it's accelerating.
Yep.
It's accelerating.
Yep.
Everything
yep.
is. I said, before you know it, it's on you. And
yep.
I mean, and I don't want to be kept asleep. I don't want to be found
right.
asleep. I don't want to be in
right.
no slumber. I want to be on
right.
my post.
Right.
So I just,
mm-hmm.
we're not fighting no flesh and blood. We're not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is spiritual warfare.
Yeah,
spiritual
this
warfare.
Is
and it's not no 101. Uh-uh. This
oh,
is high-level
no.
spiritual
this
warfare.
This is high-level.
I
this
mean.
Is the...
I said, this
oh,
ain't no
yeah.
101, nothing. I
no,
said,
no,
if
no,
you
no,
go
no.
in, you better know what you're going into.
These ain't no
they,
power.
They
these
are in
no
there
no
to take
power.
Us
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
yeah. You got to know
yeah.
the weapons of our warfare are not
yeah.
carnal.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to know what arsenal to take in. You got to know
That's
who the
right.
enemy is so you don't
That's
be sending
right.
friendly fire and killing your own.
That's right. Go ahead. That's right.
I said, oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
You know, I said, and look, and most of all, you better study to show yourself a proof That's that you're even worthy to go in.
That's right.
Because
everybody
can't enter into the praise. Everybody can't. You might be still a private. And you
right.
don't sit in
That's
a private
right.
to do what it takes a general to do.
That's right. That's right.
I just thank God. I just thank God for that word. I thank God for the word. I said, the word is saying, everybody, I can let every man be a liar, but Jesus cannot
That's
lie.
Right.
The word of God is going to stand throughout eternity.
That's
I
right.
thank God for that word. We got to be more focused and free of distractions than ever before.
That's right.
We got to set our face like flint.
That's right.
We got to watch as well as pray. I said, but we can't, and
yep.
we got to pass. We can't afford
right.
to be left 2 days ago in this hour. We really cannot.
Nope.
I said, because the enemy is not playing, and 21 is just coming in. But 21
That's
is here
right.
until December, the end of
the
December. And guess what?
That's
we
right.
ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
And we may, some
yep.
people may lie think they are. But it ain't
yep.
over until God said
yep.
it's over.
That's right.
And it's
going
to continue to play. We got to pray.
Yep.
We got to believe
yep.
God stands
yes.
on his word. said, but this thing is nowhere near over. This is evil and this is hatred. And God is opening it up and manifesting it to the world. These are not your friends. It's the enemy. It is the work of Satan.
It is the work of Satan.
And I'm exposing it, and I'm letting you see what it really is so you can stop lying to yourself. And get prepared. And prepare your family and your children.
And prepare your family and your children. You're right.
But a lot of the problem is poverty, that a lot of times the parents are not even, and the leaders of ministries, they're not even prepared. You can't prepare something that you're not prepared in.
That's true.
I just thank God. I mean, it blessed me. I was sitting there saying, Lord, you know, I need to hear somebody got to be preaching tonight.
Amen.
And I just can't listen to just anything. I said, Lord God, you got me in such a zone now. Lord, I'm in a zone like I posted it. I'm in a zone that, look, I don't care who believe what they believe one way or the other. God, as long as I'm pleasing you, I'm not trying to get on nobody. I don't care about none of that. God, I just want to please you. I want to be counted in the number of God. I want my name to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. God, I want my family to be saved. I want the people that I love to be saved. You know, I want all the people that are struggling and praying and up low interceding for everybody. Even the people that hate them, they're praying for them, God. Lord, I want you to protect them and to guide them, to lead us, God, to show us a way. Because, God, you said you would never leave or forsake us. And Psalm 91, I stand on it. It's the only with our eyes that we see and behold the reward of the wicked, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. I stand on it, and I have it over every one of my doors to my house. I say it. I believe it. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I believe God. He will direct our path. He's going to lead us in a straight path. We'll see. But guess what? But we're going to increase more this year than ever. In the middle of a pandemic, we're going to open businesses. We're going to write more books. We're going to open up new ministries. I said, God's going to bless us like never before. The ones that are firmly rooted and grounded.
Amen.
And I believe that with my whole heart. And revival, you were on it. I heard the revival. I heard it.
Revival
is going to break out like we have never seen
it before.
Because that's what, because people are going to run to be saying, what must I do to be saved? They're coming back to God. Those that
they're coming back.
In growth. And we better be prepared to give them something new. And get away from that dead self and those lies that you've been teaching people. We better have a fresh word. You better have a real word. You better have been in the presence of the Lord, on-time word.
Amen.
So I just thank God. Thank God for you, Dr. Henness. Thank God for you, good evening.
And bless
you, Dr.
Bond.
Thank God for Providence Maze that just was on. I just thank God for everyone on this evening. I bless the Lord. I just bless the Lord. I just bless the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you, Apostle. You're doing a mighty work on Eternal Life Network TV with your ministry. And we thank God for your boldness. And we thank God for the word that he has put in you. You know, God has put a word in you to be able to teach bishops and other apostles. And, you know, and so God has put a word in you and put giving you a mantle and for giving you an anointing that will bring bishops and apostles and and even prophets in alignment, back in alignment, back in alignment, in the things of God, their first love. And so God is going to use you like never before. He's going to use you like never before to talk more so to the leader, to bring them back in line. You know, a lot of them have left the gospel. A lot of them have thrown in the towel. But God going to raise us up in these last days to bring his leaders back in line. Because a lot of them have strayed away. You know, a lot of them have strayed away. And God is going to use you like never before to bring them back in line so that they can, because God still got need of them. Remember, Peter strayed away. And Jesus said, when Jesus rose, he told him, he said, and, you know, go tell the disciples and go, he said, and go get Peter too. You know, also Peter, you know, he still remember Peter.
Yes.
He said, go get Peter. Meaning that tell Peter that although he denied me, I still love him. Hallelujah. That's for somebody on tonight. So God has called a lot of apostles and prophets and bishops that have strayed. And you know, they turned their back on God. But God is calling them in these last days because God put a gift in them. He's coming back for the gift. And God will use you, apostle. You like never before to bring those leaders back in alignment.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Amen.
Thank
Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Henderson. We've got the lines open, and next caller, Dr. Henderson, last four digits is 1264. You're live on the air with Doc.
Praise God. God bless you. I give honor to the presence of God. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you.
Yes, happy New Year to y'all. Amen.
Happy New Year, Brother Coleman.
Yes, I've been away, and I got back in town a few days ago, so I just thank God for giving me traveling mercy. And, you know, all that God is doing and got on the line of night and I heard that word. That's just confirmation what God just told me.
Amen. Praise
when the new year came in, that he said that he's getting ready to move. And he heard the cries of his people last year. And in this season, manifestation is going to come true as never before. That God's going to move on behalf of the people that's been praying. Because I heard from so many different people that's been really praying before God and seeking God and relate things. And God assured me the same word that you said, he's getting ready to move.
Praise
he's sending, and I like what you said something, he's sending forth the warring angels on behalf of us. And I believe in the next days and weeks, you're going to get calls from people as manifestation. Because it don't take God long to do what he got to do.
No, it don't.
And this is a season now that, see, if when God moves on behalf of his people, then when you go out with the gospel, you even got that much more encouragement and strength when you go. God going to work miracles and signs and wonders on us first so that now you could take that out to the people. You see?
Yeah.
See, you got a stronger ministry when you went through something and God moved and worked everything out for you. So I received that word. I've been praying for you, Dr. Barnes, and everyone. And really, at the beginning of the year, what God really does is he calls people to start. When the new year come in, a lot of people are fasting and praying. They have 20-day, 21-day fast. And I spoke to a lot of people. And I said, that's what the enemy going to – that's why God's going to move, because – at the beginning of the year, people start turning their plates down. And I said, this is going to take in unison.
They do.
And everything that the enemy has been doing and working. I'm even believing God for you and Dr. Barnes that your radio ministry would increase and that God would your entrepreneurship, whatever business that you're doing everything that is going to manifest. I'm not talking about a year from now and 6 months from now, something out with next month or two.
Immediately.
Suddenly, I was reading something the other day, and when David spoke, he said, Lord, move, speak. See, when you've been praying a while, see, people don't receive that prayer, but if you've been praying a while about something, it comes to a time when you get tired and weary, and you say, Lord, move speedily and hastily. And God hears that. He hears that.
Right.
Because he knows what you've been going through. But I got one, you can pray for me how the Lord leads you. But I got one prayer request. I want prayer for, I spoke to a young minister, a preacher maybe like a few years, but I spoke to her today, and I'm going to lift her up in prayer. Her name is Minister Minnie. I just want prayer for her because the enemy have came against her in her marriage. And what happened is it's so much at a point that the husband and them, they not even sleep together. They're in separate rooms because, you know, he's not saved. And she says she's tired. She's been dealing this for years. And she said, you know, before she got married, she made a wrong decision because God told either marriage or ministry. But she took the marriage, and she said, you know, she realized that she would have obeyed God, wouldn't have been in this situation. And now she wants him to leave. Actually, she got court papers and stuff, and he wants half of everything. You know how that gets. It gets real nasty and everything, harassing her and harassing the children and recordings all through the house, and she's actually scared because he's actually flipped the script on her, you know. So I said, well, listen, I'm going to lift up in prayer that God would move on her behalf because he's threatening her and doing all kind of raspiness. But I said, that's how the enemy is. You know, they come in, and when you're young and you don't know, you know, but later you got this. So I just want prayer for her. You can pray for me, Highway Lord Lee, and thank you so much. I love you much. God bless you.
Amen. So we're going to pray for the situation. We're going to pray for discernment and wisdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Brother Coleman, God. We thank you for even, Father God, the young lady, Father God, that he is asking us to pray for, Father, on tonight. Lord, we come to you as humbly as we know how, Father God. Standing, Father God, in unity, Father God, in agreement. You said when two or three are gathered together in your name, Father, you are in the midst. So, Father, we touch and agree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because demons tremble at the sound of that name. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, that you would touch Sister Minnie right now, Lord God, in her situation. God, Father, give her wisdom. Right now, God, give her understanding, Father. Too many voices are speaking in her ear, Father. She needs to hear a word from you, God. She needs to hear your voice, oh God. She needs to hear your voice, oh God, and silence every other voice that's speaking in her ear that is not of you, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we Lord God, send your, Father God, your Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, send your anointing, oh God, Father, to touch her right now, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh Father God. Father God, give her, Father God, the plan. Give her the strategy, oh Father God, for this situation, oh God. Lord God, we know,
yes,
Lord God, that you want her to be safe. So, Father God, we ask God that you will, Lord God, bring people in her life, Father God, that will help her, Father God, in this situation, God. But
yes,
we even pray right now for her husband, God, that you would save,
yes,
sanctify,
Lord,
and fill him with the Holy Ghost, Father. We know, God, that you can do anything, fellow God. We pray for his salvation, oh God. We pray that the demonic spirit that's been hounding him, Father, ever since his childhood, oh Lord God, that you, Lord God, would snatch that spirit out of him, Father. That, Lord God, that this is the season, this is the year, Father, that you are going to save, sanctify, and fill with your Holy Spirit. You're going to reconcile. You're going to restore, God. Do it for your glory. Father God, I am not, Father, going to pray, Father, that you restore this marriage, Father, because I know, God, that, Lord God, that it's not even her heart's desire for restoration. But, Father, it is not even her heart's desire for restoration. But, God, I pray, Father God, that both will come out of this stronger,
yes, Lord,
that they will come out of this better, that both of them, husband and wife, will come out of this stronger, will come out of this better, will come out of this saved, sanctified, and filled with your Holy Spirit, Father, and that the children will be able, Father God, the children who are involved, God, Lord God, that they will be able to have a good relationship with their father and their mother, Father, that, Lord God, that they will begin to see love, Father God, even
yes.
if their the mother and father do not make it together, Lord, that Lord God, that they will be mm-hmm. able to see your love in the progress, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Cover those children that they would not be affected, God. Cover
yes.
them with your blood, oh God. It's children involved. Lord God, but Father, I will say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Lord,
yes, Lord. It is in heaven. Father, you could change the heart of anybody, God. You could, Father God, do anything but fail. So, Father, I would just simply say, let your will be done
yes.
in this situation. However, Lord God, give her wisdom. Give
yes.
her knowledge and give her understanding, because safety is first. So, God, I thank you and I praise you. And I pray, God, for Brother Coleman, Father, that you will continue to strengthen him, God, that you will continue to strengthen his faith, God,
yes.
that you will continue, Father God, to make him a pillar, Father God, in the community, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I continue to pray for his goddaughter. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, Father, we still pray and we still believe by faith, God, that you can save her, sanctify
yes.
her, and you can turn the situation around. We believe by faith that this is the year, God, that
yes.
people are going to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, that people are going to be getting delivered off of drugs, and people are going to be getting delivered off of alcoholism and addictions.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we call it, we speak it forth into manifestation in Jesus' name. And it is so, and so shall it be established. Established on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you. Love y'all.
God bless you. Love y'all. All right. Dr. Bond.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Coleman. God bless you, sir, and also the double portion of the blessing back to you, my friend. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. And we want to make sure that you are know that we are at the opening lines. We're opening up the lines. And Dr. Henderson, our next caller, we were mentioning the last four digits only. Our next caller is 5459. 5459, you're live on the air. God bless you. Yeah, caller 5459, you're live on air if you'd like to come on. Amen. God bless you. All right, Dr. Henderson, back to you. Bless you.
Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in on tonight to the Straight to the Point. You gave a prophetic word on tonight. The prophetic word was, this is the season that God is going to heal and deliver and set free his people. You're going to still continue to see in the world a diverse of evil things occurring, but this is the season that we, as the remnant of God, as the Christians, we got to rise up and walk in our authority and our powers. It's very important for us to begin to pray and fast like never before. Rebuild. If you have fallen off, get back in line with Jesus Christ. Rebuild a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to get back in the face of God. It's time for you to prepare your family, because Jesus is coming. Amen. Something is going to happen in 2024. You know, I was in a deep, you know, a couple of years ago, I was in a deep, this was 2 years ago, I was in a deep, deep conversation with the Lord, and, you know, and I thought I had fallen asleep, but I know I didn't. Then I went into a vision, and I heard the Lord speak I saw, you know, some things happen that I can't speak right now. And I said, well, God, when is it going to happen? And I heard the Lord say 2024. So. I want you guys to be in prayer. I want you guys to know that Jesus is coming back. I want you guys to, you know, get back in line, you know, get your heart right with God. Stop looking at things in a natural. Stop looking at the news. The news is ran by the devil. Stop listening to the news. Stop listening to CNN. Stop listening to all these people. The devil is the prince of the airwaves. Read your Bible, pray, and get your information from Jesus, from the Lord. Be guided by the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying, you know, don't be so heavily bounded that you're no earthly good. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that these are the times, you know, moving forward, that we have to be vigilant. We have to be in prayer. We have to build our relationship with the Lord. We have to prepare our children, bring them up in the things of God, you know, tell them about God, tell them about Jesus, because God said this is the season that he's going to start manifesting as it relates to bringing people back in the fold, putting leaders back in alignment, bringing leaders back in back in good standing with him. Although you are going to see some leaders, you are going to still see some, you know, the ones who were never really of him, the fake ones, the ones that were never of God, you know, the fake teachers, you're going to continue to see them doing what they do, but the real ones who were chosen by God, who got bamboozled by the enemy and they walked away from it because they thought that it got too hard. God said he's going to bring them back. Amen. And so let's continue to pray even for children who you know you brought up in the things of God and they wavered and they became a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter. God is bringing back the prodigals back home, my friends. He's bringing back the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters. They're coming back. Hallelujah, and they're coming back, and when they come back this time, they will never fall away again. When they come back this time, they're going to be serious about the things of God. They're going to be serious about his word. They're going to be serious about him. Amen, and they're going to go, and they're going to get others to come into the fold in the name of Jesus. So, you know, God is not surprised about anything that's going on. I just want you guys to remember one thing. If you don't remember anything about what I said on tonight, is you got to be able to be so self-assured in your own mind, amen, that you're able to stand up and stand on the word and say, I have no regrets. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We about to go, but before we leave, let us leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night. And remember, tell the devil, tell your enemies, even tell yourself, I have no regrets. God bless you and have a good night.
According to
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, this has been another Straight to the Point. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this battle is not ours. It's the Lord. It belongs all to Him, ladies and gentlemen. And this has been another Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores E. Henderson. And we thank everybody that joined us tonight live and those who listen via the internet and those listening later on. We love you so much in Jesus' name. Hey, remember to always outlove, as Dr. Henderson would say, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. Have a great rest of the evening and have a great and productive week. And remember, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point, and we approve this message. Bye-bye now. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, and good night. Take care of yourself now. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye.